talking all things NCAA tournament bracket related with Jerry Palm of CBSSports.com. Yeah, Jerry, real quick, I know you have your bracket up for this week. Kind of give listeners out there an indication of where the Big Ten sits relative to your bracket seeds right now.
Sure, and this would be prior to the Ohio State-Minnesota game. I had Ohio State and Michigan State as twos after Michigan State beat the Buckeyes. Michigan with a four, Wisconsin, Indiana are five. They're basically bunched right together. Purdue and Illinois are nines, Minnesota a 10, Northwestern an 11.
And you still have those teams, particularly Minnesota, Northwestern, in the bracket at this point. How tenuous is their grip, I guess, on maintaining, seeds?
Well, I mean, it is tenuous because you look at Minnesota's schedule. Obviously, they lose at home to Ohio State last night. They're at Northwestern, home Michigan State, home Indiana, at Wisconsin. I mean, that's a brutal schedule, and if they lose all four of those games, they're not going to make it. They're going to have to find a way to split those four games probably if they're going to make the NCAA tournament. And then, of course, they finish at home with Nebraska and then the conference tournament. So, there's still opportunities ahead. The thing that Minnesota needs is quality wins. Their next four games are chances for quality wins, and they need to take advantage.
And then what about Northwestern? Why is it you think they still have a good shot here?
Well, I don't know. I mean, good shot might be overstating it. But, again, this is a team that really needs quality wins. But the flaw in their resume is that they don't have a good record against postseason quality teams. They're only 3-6 against the RPI top 50, only 4-9 against the top 100. So they need quality wins. Indiana, Minnesota, Michigan coming up the next three games for them. So, again, there's chances for quality wins, and they really need to find a way to win those games. Also, the one good thing about Northwestern's profile is they don't have any bad losses yet. And so they've got road games with Penn State and Iowa. Those would not be good losses for them, but they're road games, so that they're not going to be easy. But Northwestern really needs to win those games.
Purdue-Illinois tonight. Who is this game bigger for?
Illinois. Absolutely Illinois. I mean, it's big for Purdue, too, but Illinois is free-falling. They've lost 6 out of 7. Their next two games are at Nebraska, at Ohio State. They finish with Michigan at home, and they're at Wisconsin. There aren't a lot of sure wins left on the schedule, and Purdue certainly isn't a sure win. But when you're looking at the rest of their schedule, this is one of the more sure wins left on the schedule, and so they really need to take advantage of it, or all of a sudden 6 out of 7 turns into 9 out of 10, and you're playing in the NIT.
And then, Purdue, do they have to get to 9-9, you think, or would 8-10 maybe get these guys in?
Well, the season doesn't end with 9-9 or 8-10. There's still the conference tournament after that. There may still be work to do for Purdue at that point. But 9-9 means that they're splitting their last six games. And when you look at who they play, they've got Nebraska and Penn State at home. You've got to count those two among the three that they win. And then you're talking about at Illinois, at Michigan, at Indiana, home Michigan State. I think better for them would be to split those two and they end up 10-8. And then I think they're really comfortably in the bracket. 9-9 might be good enough. 8-10 might be good enough, but you're really depending on what other teams do and what you do in your conference tournament.
Who are your overall four number ones, Jerry?
Today, Kentucky, Syracuse, Missouri, and Duke.
Any chance Michigan State or Ohio State could maybe get up there? I guess I'm surprised that an ACC team's in the number one spot right now.
Yeah, well, it's because Duke plays a really good non-conference schedule, and that's why they have the opportunity to be on the top line at this point, because their league is not as good as the Big Ten. They're not playing as many good opponents. Yes, it certainly is possible for Ohio State and Michigan State to push for the top line. It's unlikely they could both get there, but right now, yes, they definitely can because of their ability to pick up good wins almost every time they take the floor and build up that resume. But, one or two more losses probably is going to make it hard for them to get to the top line.
Do you think the Big Ten champ will be a number one seed?
Maybe. It really depends on how they finish. Because the Big Ten champ, right now you've got Ohio State and Michigan State with three conference losses.
Yeah.
Then, if we have a three-loss conference champion, then, yeah, I think that's a pretty good chance as a number one seed. If they end up with a five-loss conference champion, probably not.
Good stuff, Jerry. Always appreciate it.
All right, thank you.